Howdy, everybody. Mr. Licorice here. Don't really normally do these kinds of audios that are kind of like general rambles on stuff, but I thought that it might help with the particular context of the information, and that it might help a little bit to just talk it out loud and share it with people that maybe are going through something very similar, and that maybe it might help. And helping people might make me feel a little better. So I had a recent wake-up call about how bad my emotional health has gotten. It's I know that I had a sort of outward front of being a very excited, positive person here, but real talk is that I'm an extremely isolated person, and I have so much emotional baggage. I don't know where the fuck to put all of it. Like, honestly, real talk. I'm not really gonna be going into any detail, but I had this moment where I finally really saw like how bad things have been getting in my head, and how warped my view of life is, and how much of an overhaul I really need. It's so scary to realize that a lot of your core foundation is gonna need to probably get busted and kind of rebuilt. I scheduled some professional counseling. It's the first time I've had counseling in like probably like 7 years now. I got counseling when my dad committed suicide, and I didn't go for very long, and I drastically overestimated how much work I'd done in what was probably like three sessions of stuff. And my problems are very intrinsic to my core, the core person that I am. And but I didn't have any ways to really verify how effective it was. I didn't have any, like, the therapist didn't have enough context to really know how much more she, like, we needed to really go to. So, I'm finally about to revisit it again with renewed vigor, and I'm gonna be more diligent, and I'm gonna take notes, and I'm gonna write down questions that I want to ask. And I really, really, really do want to try and get help for myself. And the holidays are always harsh. It's generally where things get really bad. Well, worse, I guess. I am not the only one that I'm close that I'm not the only one struggling. I've got people who are close to me that are not doing very well either. And I mean, there's people I know that are doing much worse. And I'm worried about them because I love them, and I don't want bad, horrible things to happen to people I care about. So, I guess this is kind of overall just a little bit of a therapeutic thing for me. And I guess I wanted to, if anybody wanted to hear this, even if it's just for the pug sounds, you're not alone. And I'm trying to not feel alone, because I generally always just feel super duper alone. So it's not a good feeling. But it helps so much to just say it instead of thinking it out loud and never talking about it. It really feels good to just state that I am not mentally well, but that I can still turn this around and be who I want to be. So if anybody's got any insight, I'll take that. I'm willing to take it all. Oh, quick quick note. I almost forgot, and it was something I wanted to mention. I will say, I don't think I could have made it if it wasn't for this pug. He always knows when I need him the most. He cuddles me, and he stays so close to me. He's cuddling me right now, as a matter of fact. But he knows when I need it, and he's always been here for me. Having a dog in general, ooh. Having a dog in general, having someone to give you that unconditional love is so helpful. As a matter of fact, my roommate this year, he got a cat, and I was pissed off about it at first because I'll be honest, he didn't really consult me, even though it's not a big deal, but he didn't consult me, and the cat was kind of rambunctious as a kitten, as most cats are. But now that she's over the kitten kind of phase, I've really been warming up to her, and there's some times when I'll cuddle the both Puggo and the cat, and it's so comforting. It's really nice to be able to have those moments when things are off and feeling like really dark and shitty and hopeless. I might be overshooting it a little bit. Things aren't really that bad yet, but sometimes you kind of spiral a little bit out of control sometimes, and you start going down those paths in your head. So, if you've got a dog or a cat and you're hearing this, kiss them today. And snuggle them and love them harder than you have ever loved anyone else before. If you listen to this, I want you to call your best friend, and I want you to tell them how grateful you are and how much you love them. I want you to call your family members. I don't care if you're going to see them on Christmas and it's being like too soon. Just call them and tell them you love them. Everybody you care about, just make sure you let them know how much you love them. Because pouring positivity out helps so much with for trying to keep your mind away from those spaces that you don't want to go. And it just makes the world a better place. So I think that's about really all I had. So anybody listen, thanks for listening. And Puggo appreciates your listens as well. He's a good boy. Say bye, Puggo. That'll work. All right. Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.